Right, good morning. Because there's a few people that I haven't seen, I'm assuming you did you come to the conference?
Yeah.
Good time?
Yeah.
Excellent. So I'm very, very briefly going to recap, because I spoke 2 weeks ago, and it was on the power of words, the power of what we say. And then last week, Mike spoke about the similar kind of thing, but gave us a science lesson, which was really awesome. So if you want to understand Mike's stuff, you can listen to him, because I can't recap that.
It's very long.
Yeah, but it was really, it was really good. So if you haven't heard Mike's talk last week, I would encourage you to do so. So today, what I'm going to do is I just want to continue our journey of the power of the words and the way that we speak. And Proverbs 18:21 says, words kill, words bring life. They are either poison or life. You choose. So basically, when we open our mouths and words flow out, they will either bless or they will curse. They will build up or they will tear down. They will bring life or they will bring death. Now, very briefly, last time we looked at the things that we say without even thinking that we're negative. We just say things like, I'm not going to go through all of these, obviously, because that was before. Things like, I can't, I'm not worth it, I don't care, I'm not good enough, what's the point? Those kind of things which are just negative talk. I'm not going to obviously go through those again. But the point of this is we are on a journey of discovering, this is me being scientific, that everything is matter.
Energy.
And matter is energy and frequency, vibrating frequency. So everything vibrates at a frequency, including our words. And so we looked at the positive things that we say in life carry a higher frequency, and negative things carry a lower frequency. The highest frequency of all, obviously, being love, which is we want to bring our frequencies up higher so that we resonate in love, that we can respond in love, that everything is about love. So high, positive, low, negative. So as I say, the last time we were looking at just generally the way that we speak. My latest ponderings have taken me even deeper. I've gone deep. And what I have been pondering is the things that come out of my mouth that actually concern me rather than just generally. And so the two little words that I want to talk about today is I am, because they are so powerful. What follows the words I am shape us, will shape me, whatever I say I am. So, how do I speak? What are some of the things that I say? I'm not talking about specifically terribly negative, like, I am the scum of the earth. I'm not talking about that, although that could be included in this. I'm just talking generally, just think, what are some of the things that we say I am? For instance, I'm always late. Oh, sorry. No offence intended. It's written here.
Never come into Barnstable.
You're very, very welcome. Right on time. I woke up this morning having not had a very good night's sleep, and my first thing I thought was, I am so tired. What do you think? Immediately, it's going to shake me. I'm going to expect that. So what I want is, please, let's just be interactive and let's just call out. Do you want to have a glamorous assistant? Oh, you'll do. So, can we have I am? And then just some of the things that we say that in when we're thinking about this might not be very helpful to us. Fire away.
I'm not good at it.
Can we put enough?
Good at.
Oh, at, okay. Yeah. Yep. I'm not good at, or enough. Good enough. Not good enough. Good enough. I am a failure.
I'm scared.
I'm afraid.
Rubbish.
Sick.
Doomed. Sorry?
I'm doomed.
Doomed? Wow.
I face a lot is I'm not able to see.
But if you put I am not able to, and then we can see, hear, listen, anything.
Understand?
Scientific.
Was I'm not creative. Don't say it anymore.
You must all think you're really good looking because there's no personal appearance.
I am ugly.
A fool.
Fat.
You sure?
Yeah.
Never. Never.
Lost. Skinny.
Was there another one, sorry?
Lost.
Lost.
Skinny's good too.
Yeah.
Weak.
Okay, can we get the drift here? I'm not saying stop if there's more that's flowing. How often we just say things without even thinking of it. But we're going to look at the power of the words I am and what that means to us. So the list that we have so far is I am not good enough. I am not good at. I am a failure. I am scared and afraid. I am rubbish. I am sad. I am sick. I am doomed. I am not worth it. I am alone. I am not able to see, hear, listen. I am not able to understand. I am not scientific, I am not creative, I am ugly, I am a fool, I am fat, I am too short, I am skinny, I am lost, I am weak. You know, if we're going to be honest, I'm sure that we can all think at times we say I am in a negative connotation. We can also say I am never or I am always, which we've looked at also in depth to say that words have power and we can curse ourselves. And when we say, I am never, we are cursing ourselves. And we can make judgments and things as well. Now, this is where I get deep, because I didn't realise this before. And you're all going to sit there and think, really? You didn't know this? So, what I really had this ding moment about this week, because I was thinking about God and my connection and relationship with God. And John 14:20 says, at that time, you will know that I am the Father, Now, I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. And I thought, whoa, it's all mixed up. And I know we know that, but I had this ding moment that actually, Jesus is in God, God is in Jesus, Jesus is in me, I'm in Jesus. Actually, when we're in relationship with God, we are all in together. We are all in one. And the word is, I am. So then I did a little bit of looking. And the name of God is, I am that I am. God's name is, I am. Might be just me, but I was like, wow, done. We sing here, yod, hey, vav, hey, sometimes, you know, yod, hey, vav, hey, which is the letters Y, H, W, H, or whatever they are, and it means I am. So, I am, I was, I will be. That's God, never ending. Then I was having these mourning moments. It's like, if God is I am, imagine the frequency that goes with those two words. No wonder I am is so powerful, because I am these things. We're really given those power, aren't we? Because it comes with I am. So just imagine on the other side of this, which we're obviously going to look at in a minute, when we start speaking out I am in positive, how that can change us and raise our frequency from the inside. Because whether we know it or not, when we say I am, we are speaking in faith. Because they are words of faith, because they are who God is. So we are either declaring negative things in faith, or we can be declaring positive things in faith over ourselves. So anyway, that was my ding moment. So what do I say right now? That's there. So there's power in our words. They shape us. Now, I saw a quote the other day from Joel Osteen, who's is from a big church in America, and he said, what follows I am will come looking for you. And again, that's true. Because when we start declaring these things, we are giving these things power. We are inviting them to come into our lives and to follow us. So we need to start looking at how we say and to turn it around. Now, that's not about being silly and ridiculous and start confessing all this stuff which is out there. I'm talking about seeing that we have God on the inside of us. He is I am, and that can empower us to move forward. So, I am going to read to you Psalm 139. First of all, I'm just going to read it, and I want you to think about the positive words I am that can come from this, because then I'm going to go through it again and I'm going to stop, and I want us to pick out in one chapter of the Bible the things that we I am. Okay, so if you want to close your eyes a minute, I'm just going to read it over you. It says, Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every movement of my heart and soul, and you understand my every thought before it even enters my mind. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book, and you know all the words I am about to speak. Before I even start a sentence, you know every step I will take before my journey even begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness, you follow behind me. You spare me from the harm of my past with your hand of love upon my life. You impart a blessing to me. This is just too wonderful, deep and incomprehensibly. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength. Where do I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face? If I go to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the realm of the dead, you're there too. If I fly with wings into the shining dawn, you're there. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you're there waiting. Wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me. It's impossible to disappear from you or to ask the darkness to hide me. For your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. There is no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is as bright as the day. There's no difference between the two. You formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate insides and my intricate outside. and wove them all together in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvellously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it, how thoroughly you know me, Lord. You even formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place, carefully, skillfully, shaping me from nothing to something. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I'd ever even seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. Every single moment you are thinking of me, how precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Oh God, your desires towards me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. When I awake each morning, you're still with me. Isn't that beautiful? But what I want to do now is I'm going to go through this and I want us to pick out the I ams in here. I'll give you a clue what I mean. So the first, very first line says, so can we, Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. I am known. Good. You perceive every moment, every movement of my heart and soul, and you understand my every thought before it even enters my mind. I am
understood.
I couldn't come up with one for the next bit, so I'm hoping somebody else might.
I've got one for that one.
Oh, good. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book, and you know all the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence.
Well, I am anticipated.
Grand. You know every step I shall take before my journey even begins. I guess that's ties in with that. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past.
I'm safe.
I'm safe, yeah.
I'm prepared for.
I also thought maybe I am restored from the harm of the past. Oh, any, just shout them out.
I am in your plans.
Good one. With your hand of love upon my life, I am
loved.
And held.
Oh, and held, yeah. You impart a blessing to me. I am
blessed.
It's good, isn't it? This is just too wonderful, deep, and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength.
I'm strengthened.
Before that, I am understood. I am understood. I'm strengthened, yeah, and I am whatever. What did you get? Wonderful. There you go. Where could I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face?
Never alone.
That's the next one. I am pursued.
Oh, yeah.
If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the realm of the dead, you're there too. I am
there.
Never alone.
Did somebody put us to found?
Yeah, found.
That's good.
If I fly with wings into the shining dawn, you're there. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you are waiting there. Wherever I go...
Waited for.
Wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me.
Empowered.
It's impossible to disappear from you.
I'm visible.
Unseen, yeah, visible and seen. For your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. There is no... I didn't have one for this.
I'm in the light.
Enlightened.
There is no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is as bright as the day. There is no difference between the two.
Never lost. I am light.
You formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside, and wove them together in my mother's womb.
I am complete.
Designed?
Formed.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah, no, it's all of it. It's no wrong. It's just, this is good. What did you say?
I just said I'm beautifully made.
Beautifully made, yeah. Somebody said something else as well.
Formed.
I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvellously breathtaking. Simply,
I am breathtaking.
I'm
marvellous.
Marvellous. Intricately designed, marvellous, breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it, how thoroughly you know me, Lord.
I'm amazed.
I've known.
Yeah.
I've got that one.
You even formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place, carefully, skillfully shaping me from nothing to something.
I'm not an accident.
Whoa.
Wanted.
Wanted. Good one. You saw who you created me to be before I became me, before I'd ever seen the light of day. The number of days you planned for me were already written in your book.
Have we got planned?
Foreknown.
Mm-hmm. Planned. I've got meant to be. Planned is good.
Designed.
Designed. You got that one there somewhere? Yeah. Okay. Every single moment you are thinking of me.
Considered.
Thought of,
yeah. Considered, if you like. This is just one chapter. This is just a few verses. How precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Cherished. Oh God, your desires towards me are more than the grains of sand on every shore.
I think there's something to do with abundance in there, if there's more than the grains of sand. I don't know how you'd express that. I am
more than a grain of sand.
I'm abundant.
When I wake each morning, you're still with me.
Have you ever alone somewhere?
Never alone.
Okay.
Is
that it? Yeah. So I'm not actually going to read that out for a minute, because what I want to do is I'm going to play a piece of Sam's music that he's written, which is not that one. We will watch Sesame Street. It's music called Identity. And what I want you to do is just close your eyes, just open up on the inside, and I am going to read these. And I just want you to receive what it says on the inside. Is that okay? So we just close our eyes, and I'm just going to speak these words of affirmation from God, because this is what it says. I've just read it from the Bible. It's God speaking to you, and I want you to get it deep on the inside of you. Okay? So just close your eyes and we'll see what happens. I am known. I am understood. I am desired. I am anticipated. I am safe. I am restored. I am prepared for. I am in your plans. I am loved. I am held. I am blessed. I am strengthened. I am wonderful. I am wanted. I am cherished. I am unique. I am foreknown. I am thankful. I am planned. I am breathtaking. I am marvelous. I am thought of. I am considered. I am cherished. I am abundant. I am pursued. I am never alone. I am found. I am waited for. I am guided. Empowered. I am visible and seen. I am enlightened. I am never lost. I am light and I am in the light. I am designed. I am complete. not an accident. I am special. I am accepted. Okay? This is amazing, isn't it? This is what God says about us. We've just seen it. And for some of us, the frequency that we currently resonate at on the inside may not be able to receive some of these things very easily. Because when we are wounded and when we are broken and when we are damaged, that is stored in our memories on the inside of us. It is stored in ourselves. And what we are finding is that by releasing these higher frequencies and oils and sounds and even colours, we are just discovering old things but new to us of how God is restoring us and setting us free. And we have some oil diffusing today. And now we believe that all of this stuff together can start to shift those things buried deep on the inside of us. So this is not about, well, it would be good if it was, suddenly all of those things are going to be your ultimate truth. But if you start taking hold of this and look at the power of I am as in God, and if you know God, that power is in operation in you and you can use it, because that frequency can start to change those things that have been true to you, which are all those things that were negative on the other page. You may still need some prayer. You may need to go through forgive and release. You may need healing. All the things that we regularly say here, God wants to completely heal and restore us from the inside. But this is a way that we can start to see that shift happen by changing the frequency. Jesus knew who he was. Let me put glasses on there. In John, in the book of John in the Bible, there are 7 times that Jesus said, I am. And he said, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So we can go to Jesus for life. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. We know that. He's the light. He illuminates God to us, our pathway in front. Jesus says, I am the door. He is our access to the Father. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Ooh. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep. He guides us. He leads us. He's with us all the time. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He knew his mission. He knew what he was to do. Jesus says, I am the true vine. In Jesus, we are connected to the Father, and we said we are in him, he's in us. It's our way of abiding in him, in this truth. So Jesus had those specific I ams for him, and he knew who he was. And what God's desire is for us is that we know who we are, that we know these things. Because when we start to get these things on the inside of us and we are building our relationship with God, we'll be in a place where we can say, so what is it that you've got for me? What is it that you want me to do? Because the I ams are more than just being. Everything that has to come from being in relationship with God. But then there's a world to change. There are people broken everywhere who need to know God's love. And he wants to use us to bring his government here from heaven to see things outworked. And so it starts with those things that we can start to say, I am. I'm not talking about positive name and claim it things like I am a millionaire and I'm going to have 7 boats and I'm going to do this, that and the other. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I am as God says that I am, and seeing my life start to change and start to transform. And the other thing that I had a ding moment with, I said to Mike this morning, am I allowed to say this? I was reading Hebrews 4:12 from the Passion Version, and it says, for we have the living word of God. I know you know the answer. The living word of God is Jesus. So we have the living word of God, which is full of energy. I've never seen that before. And it pierces more sharply than a two-edged sword. So we have the living word, Jesus, in us. His energy, what frequency is that going to be?
Pretty high.
Pretty high. In us. So whatever's going on, whatever's happened, whatever we're living in the past from, he is full of energy and it pierces more sharply than a two-edged sword. We don't have to be stuck. We don't have to stay in the past because we have the frequency and vibration of Jesus already on the inside of us. It will even penetrate to the very core of our being when soul and spirit, bone and marrow meet. So the deepest places of us, Jesus can come in and bring healing and restoration. I like that. And in the voice, it says, the word of God, active and moving. Energy, frequency, vibration. Changing, moving. So, we need to start confessing what God says about us. Not denying all the horrible stuff, because we want that got rid of, healed, restored, dealt with. But just imagine if we start confessing at a higher frequency, we're going to see change. We're going to see differences in our lives. I thought we had pen and paper, but I forgot to ask for it. Have we got pen and paper?
It's in the box underneath.
Okay. What I was going to suggest is we just take a few minutes. Because in order for us to do this, we've actually got to partake. We've actually got to do something. We've got to start confessing this stuff. And so what I thought for just, it would be really good for us to just ponder and ask God what he wants us to start with. And maybe there will be two or three things on here, or maybe not on here. Maybe God will give us something else. And what also we've learned recently is affirmations confessed three times a day for 66 days, it creates new neural pathways. So you're dealing with stuff that was, and you're creating new neural pathways. So take it like medicine, three times a day. When you get up in the morning, look in the mirror. I am very tall. Start what God shows us.
Better bring the mirror down.
Let's ask God to show us right now something from here or elsewhere that we can start confessing and choosing to believe to change us on the inside. Because it's not until it's changed on the inside that we're going to be any different. It's no good trying to change it just by words, because we all know change from the outside, it doesn't really work. We need to be changed from the inside, and that's what God can do. That's what God wants for us. For instance, for you guys, this is just a random thought that I have. If you start confessing, for instance, I am an overcomer, that's really powerful and positive, isn't it? God and enable you to be an overcomer. Because in the past, I am sure that more than one of you would have confessed, I am an addict. Okay? And if we're saying what follows I am shapes you and follows you, which is going to be a better thing for you to say? Okay? And you might be feeling, yeah, but I'm in the middle of this and it's all irrelevant. What you're choosing to get hold of is, this is what God says about me, because it says that in the Bible. I am an overcomer. And if you start to confess that over time, you're going to start to believe it on the inside. That's just an example of how I think that this could work. So you don't have to do that one, but that was just me. So, do we have paper and pens?
Yeah.
Can we give some out a minute?
Yeah.
So I don't personally think that this stuff is just going to happen. We have to do our part. Like anything, if you want it, you'll pursue it. And
Just to say, this is not the power of positive thinking or positive confession from the outside. When you're saying the words, what you're looking to do with agreeing with what's in you, which is I am. So I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus, who's in you, whether you know him yet or not, he's already at work in you. You're agreeing with him, and the higher frequency entrains the lower frequency to come into agreement. It's an experience, not just words. When you get into that place, you can experience it and actually change, not try and convince yourself. It's not positive confession to convince you, it's to engage with the truth. And that truth that you know will set you free. Truth that you don't know won't set you free. So to know the truth, you engage with the truth. That's why it's an experience, not just a confession of words.
Thank you, dear. I am blessed that you shared. So just for a couple of minutes, Dan's going to put some music back on. And just ask God those things right now, if there's anything that he wants you to start agreeing with him about. And you can use these if you want, or he may give you your own. Okay, that's great. And what I would encourage you to do is to speak this out loud to yourself, because when you speak it out loud, you are releasing that higher frequency and you're also hearing it, and it goes back on the inside again. So that's that. Right, I'm going to finish my bit now. I'm just going to play you a really short clip. And made me smile. What I am is awful. What I am is musical. What I am is smart. What I am is fresh. What I am is awful. What I am is special. There's nothing I can't achieve because in myself I believe in love. Gonna keep on hitting the pile. Keep on reaching high. Never gonna quit. Just keep getting strong. That's thanks to Will I Am. And then I suddenly realised, like, he's Will I Am. Anyway, that's it.
I've just been pondering these things as we've been talking. And actually what I see these things are like seeds. Okay, so what we want to do is we want these seeds to grow in our life. But actually if I got hold of a seed and I put it on the table here and I didn't put any
water on it, you know, put it in the dark, and I didn't have any soil, and there was nothing for it to grow in, then it would just probably just sit there being dormant. So what we do is we take hold of these, and speaking them out actually feeds them, actually taking hold of them. So the things that we do in being purposeful, that want to, in desiring that they grow, is actually what is required for them to grow. Because if you just did it once, if you just say, I'm blessed once, you might have a massive ding and you might suddenly have a paradigm shift and you might suddenly think, yep, I'm blessed. But actually it's something that you need to do, and it's purposeful and it's progressive and it's something that's growing. So I was thinking about the bowls, and actually when we play the bowls, we are adding to the growing potential of the words that we say by changing the frequency and making, we're changing us to be more receptive, we're changing the atmosphere to for these things to grow. So I was actually thinking that it'd be quite good if people had a go at this, but I'm just going to have a quick, and if I say it wrong, then Mike can come and correct me, but I'm just going to have a quick, do a quick tuition on how you play them, because there's not really a wrong way, apart from you shouldn't do it too fast. Apparently if you do it too fast, you can cause cracks, little miniature cracks in the bowl, so you have to be careful. So there's a rubber striker, which can also be used as a twirler, I don't know what you'd call it, the technical term. And there is also the suede-covered striker. What do we call these? Mallets? Mallets. So you can either, so what you do is you hold it loosely, you don't have to hold it really tightly, just hold it loosely, and you just have it at a bit of an angle, and you can just start by, sorry? You can just actually start by rotating it, and it creates a sound. If you then want to do it by striking it first, you can strike it and then rotate, which is a bit of a more intense, it builds the intensity quicker. Or you can, in fact, just strike them. So, do we want to just pick a declaration? Has anybody got something written on their pieces of paper? Can I have another piece of paper, actually? Because I think I'm just going to do one.
Blank.
It's because
he's
all sorted.
Yeah.
No one gave
me
a pen.
Oh, no. You have to be purposeful in getting one. And if you can hear, they're still going. They last a long time. So does anybody want to choose one of these and we'll put it on the paper?
I am waited for.
I am waited for. That's a difficult one to experience.
I'm loved.
I'm loved. So, oh Mike, tell me which one am I meant to be using of these for loved?
Anyone you feel led to use?
Anyone that I feel led to use. Oh.
I'm going
to
pick blue.
I feel drawn to orange. So I've put the word, so what we're doing is we're going to be purposeful, because we don't want to release just anything. You know, if you're going to grow a plant and you want a daffodil, you don't put a tulip bulb in, do you? You know, you have to be purposeful, and you don't just have a pot of soil with nothing in it. You have something in it. So we've planted loved in our bowl, in our soil. And then I'm going to just... What? Great, you're going to come and play, because you're good at this as well. So we're just going to have a go. We're going to release I am loved through this process. And I just want you to close your eyes and just see how that feels for you. Thank you.
So this is not a head thing. This is a heart thing. This is not to do with us logically understanding what is happening. Apart from there are principles in this. This, once a sound is released, it carries on echoing forever. It never stops. So we want to be creating sounds in our bodies and in our voices and in our thoughts that are going to go, they're going to be extended into our future. So we want to actually step into the truths rather than step into rubbish. And also, as we've repeatedly said, we're 70% water. So water vibrates and holds a frequency. So we want to carry this frequency inside of us. So did anybody actually experience a picture or a sensation or anything while that loved sound was being released? Is anybody willing to share how they felt?
Yeah,
well done.
My left arm has been numb for quite a long time, and had pins and needles in my fingers and that. And when he did it last week, all the pain and the pins and needles and numbness went away.
Fabulous. So there is more to this than we understand. I did wonder if people wanted to have a go. I know it's a bit, we can't really do it all at once. We can only have one person at a time. But would anybody like to have a go at releasing something for themselves or for us corporately? Here's your opportunity. It's playtime. Okay. So do you want to... do you want to choose something to put in a bowl?
Yeah, I want to put I'm kind.
I'm kind. So can we have a piece of paper?
Has
it got just that written on it?
No.
Right, we'll do one with just the one word.
It's a bit different when you're up here, isn't it?
Yeah. So choose a colour. Just feel. Yep. Okay. So if you just start, as I said, gently at an angle, rotating it. You can strike it first if you feel that will help. And just receive what you're releasing.
Sense with God and God being love and the vibrations and sound and light, you know, because I've lived in darkness for a long time and this stuff really kind of makes sense.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's it,
really. So did you feel anything while you were doing that?
Uncomfortable.
You're very brave.
But you know, it's about feeling fear and doing things anyway, you know, doing the things that, you know, Satan doesn't want me to do.
Okay.
And you know, he wants me to sit there quietly and you know, hide away. And I'm not going to do it anymore.
Good. Excellent.
in the flow of this morning, really, of a testimony, really, in a few months back, God started to talk, sort of prod me about bowls and all the things, negative things coming to mind, being I'm not musical, I can't quite with music, I don't do this, I don't do that, and all the negative stuff that came in, and I sort of then sort of backed off a little bit, and then little while longer, God gave me another nudge, and so I began to just get a bowl and play it, and during the day, in the mornings, and with learning to do it with intent, learning to do it with purposefully, and so I've on a journey, and stood here today is just a testimony of actually, if you keep pursuing and you overcome some of those things and negative things, those fears and things that again that the enemy puts in your way, that actually we can overcome. And like I said, one of the things was, I think God was having a sort of a little bit of a laugh and a bit of a joke. You know, I'm not a musician. I've got no connection with other than I love worship and I love singing. But actually, I can play bowls now. So.
Bowlist.
Right. Would anybody else like to have a go? I think this is an opportunity to see how this works. If anybody would like to have a play. Deadly.
I didn't say I can't. I didn't know.
What's the Lord saying to you?
It's all right. I'll never go.
Don't they go? You haven't done it.
No.
What would you like as your intention?
Oh yeah, I am blessed.
I'm blessed.
They relate to the different parts of your body, the different chakras, if we're going to... Energy points! I'm not on the microphone.
That's what you think.
Even if you don't see anything, or if you don't feel like God is saying anything physically, do people feel the vibration of the bowl going through them? And so it is having an impact on you, whatever that looks like. I'd like to extend the invitation again. If anybody else would like to, you're sitting there thinking, I really want to do it, but I don't want to look silly. We're all amateurs in this. We don't know what we're doing. We're trusting that God is teaching us and we're learning rapidly. What would you like as your...
Can I play more than one?
You may. You may play more than one, but apparently you can't play them, the two together. So
you
if you want to play two...
You know, if you want to make a chord. So choose. If you want to do more than one, choose the ones you want, bring them together.
Okay.
And then you can play two or three of them together if you want.
Would you like to put a thing in the one, or would you just want to speak it out? You can do it how you like.
I'll speak it out. I've just been getting abandonment in him.
Okay, yeah, go for it then.
Let's go for it. You can definitely do more than one at a time.
No right or wrong way to do it, it's just what you feel. So it's all about just going with the flow, really. Okay, last chance. Otherwise we're gonna move on. Yep. Oh, that is scary coming up the front because you're doing a performance, but we've all got our eyes closed, so it's fine. Alright, do you want to have a declaration in them or? There's a piece of paper there, and there's a pen there. What are you doing? I am capable. Go for it. Sensational from that?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike's having a play.
All I do is I am available. Okay? Now, if you're available to God, He can do with you beyond what you can possibly imagine or think. And so you're not limited by time, space. The spiritual realm encompasses everything in time and space. God is outside of time and space, and you're in Him. So you can also be outside of time and space, and then be any point in time and space. So if you're available,
God can take you and use you in any particular time and space, either for your own life or in someone else's life. So when I started making myself available, I found that he would take me to different parts of the world in the spirit to answer someone's prayer, because they were crying out on God and there was no one there locally to answer a prayer. So I'm available, he sent me. So in the spirit realm, my spirit would go, and actually I would physically manifest, and I would engage with these people, pray for them, minister to them, and engage them. And I did that a number of times, and a lot of other people have been doing the same thing. And then I was actually here in worship one day, and everyone was singing, and I sort of tune sometimes out of the singing and tune into God, and I found myself in time, 1756 I think it was, in some place in America, in this sort of hut, cabin thing. And I found myself there, and I was just completely unaware of where I was from here, and I was there. So I went and knocked on the door, opened the door, and there's this little girl in there with a mother and father, and they're crying out for help because she's dying. So I go in there, lay hands on her, pray for her, come back. And I'm like, whoa, how can you do that? Well, if you're in God, which is now, it's only now that you know that you did that, but for them it's always happened. Because time is not fixed in that sense. You only now that you were used in time, but actually that's what happened to them. You didn't change history. You were always used in history. Now think about that for your own life. Is there a point in your own life, a trauma, a difficult situation, a really bad memory, could be even a really good memory, that it would be great if you could go back to that point, but you have Jesus with you when you go back to that point to actually minister, heal you, make you whole, make you feel loved, make you feel accepted. Perhaps it was a time of rejection. So if you're available, he's always available, and you can be used anywhere in time or space and in your own life. A friend of mine called George, who's up in Washington State area in the US, he was engaging in these things, and I mentor him and we talk and things. And he remembered a point in his own life when he was a young man and he was doing a talk and he really felt unprepared and was struggling. So he cried out to God for help and he felt strengthened. But he really felt strengthened in a way which he couldn't quite understand. So last year, he was doing this, I'm available, and actually he went back to strengthen himself. Because he heard himself, he was available, and God used him to help himself in that way. So there's an awful lot of interesting things you can have when you start seeing about the spiritual realms, the natural realms, and all these things. But one of the things I just want to do is to play a couple of the bowls, and if you set your heart and say, I'm available, God, and I make myself available for you to come any point in my history and engage me. Some of you guys might want to, that's probably an easier thing for you guys to do. Maybe it's like, okay, I'm available, I'm open, come and meet me at the point in my life which is significant for me. And some of the others, maybe it's like, say, okay, I'm available, and just be open for God to take you somewhere, in time, space, in somewhere around the world, on an engagement, and just go with that. I've done this in a number of places, and there were awesome testimonies of people being used in time, history, space, things, just because they said yes. Now, when I play the bowls, it's just releasing a carrier wave, if you like, of I'm available, which creates a frequency that you can enter into. Okay? So, close your eyes. So we're just going to release these frequencies. I'm available. I'm available. I'm available. wanted to engage there. Just let talk into that pain.